blow up the trumpet in the new moon, and it's on a, this says right here in Psalms 81, sing aloud unto Yahweh our strength. Make a joyful noise in the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the temple and the pleasant harp of the upholstery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt. For I heard a language that I understood not. So Yahweh had Joseph to teach the plan of salvation to those Egyptians. All right, we're going to blow the trumpet now. Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David Mitchell, the 12th hour apostolic secretary in Congregation Mount Zion, 12th hour in Hill, Texas. Today is August 22nd, 2017. It is the first day of Elul, the new moon, 2021. We're going to start our first service on this new moon Sabbath with a song entitled Power Brown. I'm pressing on the upward way, the heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying hearts are on the ground, not that my feet on fire ground. Now lift me up and I shall stand, my faith on heaven's table land. A higher plane than I have found, not that my feet on fire ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and there's dismay. Though some may dwell where peace abound, my prayer, my head is higher ground. Now lift me up and I shall stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found, yet let my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts set me a hurl. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Now lift me up and I shall stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher place than I have found. Yeah, I'll put my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of beauty bright. But still I'll pray the heaven I've found, now lead me on to higher ground. Now lift me up and I shall stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found, yet let my feet on higher ground. Part 3, as it were in the days of Noah. So now let's go to Brother Johnson's track again. We need to pick up on page 2, which still haven't got very far, but we have covered a lot of territory with other material. As sad and terrible as this event is, it reveals unmistakable evidence that the wise are those who, by carrying the extra oil, listen to, accept, and practice new truths when presented unto them. Then they make provisions for the future and obey the call to go into the Ark of the Safety. Now, isn't this a sad commentary? Brother Johnson was given this by the Spirit to explain how the wise virgins progress by accepting new truth when they hear it and making provision for the future and accepting all new light. And here, when Yahweh sent him a message that was definitely not, it wasn't new light, it was old light that he needed to restore, and he rebelled against it. So he says, which is the kingdom of Yahweh? He says, for the future, and obey the call to go into the Ark of the Safety, which is the kingdom of Yahweh on earth today, before the door of the probation closes, as it did on the Ark in Noah's day. But the foolish are those who are satisfied. See Revelation 3:14-18 with the limited truths that they have, and thus reject additional new truths and make no provision for the future. And so when the call is made, they are not ready nor prepared to accept it and go into the Ark of the Safety today until after the door of the probation closes, and it, as it did unto those who drowned in the Noah's day. Ellen White wrote that Matthew 25:1-13 applies first unto the Seventh-day Adventist congregation, after which it applies unto all the rejecters of the new truth. So this applied to Brother Johnson too. This applied to Ben Roden, his predecessor, that came to his end, or his the time period of the rod that he brought to an end came to an end in 1970. Roden didn't end at that time, but when Roden's final end came, it came in one person at a time. Roden died first, Ben Roden, and his wife died second, and then their son died third, and then he got over, took over their compound. He and 80-some others died out there in 1993 at Mount Carmel. Forever burned that place down and brought it to an end. In this parable, we have lamps, vessels of oil, fire, and people to deal with. And so we will turn to inspiration to find the significant meaning of each. As Yahshua sat looking upon the party that waited for the bridegroom, he took his disciples, the story of the ten virgins. He told his disciples the story of the ten virgins by their experience, illustrating the experience of the church that shall live just before his second coming, Yahshua's Object Lessons, page 406, that would be called Ellen G. White's writing, Christ's Object Lesson, page 406. Let's continue on now reading. This is Brother Study Johnson speaking here. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Psalms 119:142. Thus we see that the law is the truth. Now do you see why Gilead sinners came to their end? Because they didn't, in their hearts, they didn't believe it. Believe this statement in the right way. They believed that the law was the truth, all right. that they weren't convicted and converted on it. They just glossed over it. Thou art near. This is Brother Johnson now as we continue. Thou art near, O Yahweh, and all thy commandments are true. Psalms 119:151. If we praise Yahweh that all his commandments are in the truth. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119:105. The plain facts herein revealed are that the word of Yahweh is a lamp. And to guide our feet and a light to make plain our path. These facts make it evident that what the foolish virgin did not have and what they needed to get them to the door of the probation before it closed was another vessel to hold extra oil, which represents extra truth. See Zechariah chapter 4. The lamp is the word of Yahweh, the scriptures, and this saving truth in his word is the plan of the salvation, hyphen the sanctuary system, hyphen the divinely ordained system of, he says, worship here. He left out the word true worship. See, that's another thing. When you do things like that, you can't hope to win in the end. When you leave out one word that actually gives the full meaning to what you just said. This is the extra oil, since the word of Yahweh and the Spirit agree and work together, then it is evident that the wick, W-I-C-K, through which the oil flows, represents the sanctuary through which the life-saving truth flows. Thus you must follow the divinely ordained system of worship. And so Brother Johnson left out two words, the article, the true worship. See? For the salvation today. For the Spirit, which represents the fire on the end of the wick, is what makes this plan work. And gives us light to travel by and keeps us in the straight and narrow path. On the day of the Pentecost in A.D. 31, the Holy Spirit, with the tongues of fire, Acts 2:3, fell in the power upon the believers of Yahshua. Thus we have the oil, truth, and the fire, the Holy Spirit, coming together by the wick sanctuary to give power and light unto the believers to guide them on their path into the house before the door closes, because the only way mankind can be saved is through the sanctuary system. Henceforth, we can see that the actual truth, when given by the power of the Holy Spirit, is represents the sanctuary or fifth angel's message in the action. This alone will get us into the barn, a kingdom, see Matthew 13:30, before probation closes. Now I have a comment to make right here. As the Holy Spirit is guiding me and telling me things, it says there in Isaiah that, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, No, not the angel of heaven, but my Father only. That's Matthew 24:36. Verse 37 is our key verse. But as the days of Noah were, and we have to put the, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, folks, the world does not start to understand this, and we're getting divine revelations on this for the first time, and I want to give you a little bit of it. First place, we're going to go read, next we're going to go read Isaiah 11:6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. And this holy mountain is in this kingdom. It's the headquarters for this kingdom. And this kingdom reaches all over the world. This is the everlasting kingdom of heaven coming down. And so, your key, though, that we want to read again in verse 37 of Matthew 24. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, let's go and look at the, back again in time at the days of Noah. Noah was told to build an ark. And Yahweh told him, he gave him a timeline. He said, you got 120 years. And he said that he's going to bring this world to an end. So he told Noah, he says, build it, get it ready, because he says, I've got to save animals in that ark. I've got to save animals. I've got to save so that they can reproduce when they come out of the ark. Because this world is not going to go away, but I'm going to destroy all living off of it, except what's in the ark. Now, we are told today the ark was the type of the kingdom Yahweh sits up in these last days. So he tells us, as it was, as the days were Noah, the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Well, the Son of Man came in Noah's day. It was Yahshua that visited Noah and gave him his instruction in Noah's day of what to do. And Yahshua orchestrated all of that taking place, because he was made the king of this world at the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned. Yahshua, the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world, he was made the head of this world at that time. So, as it was in the days of Noah. Okay, so now, today, when this kingdom is set up again, and we're laying down the blueprint for it, right here in Liberty Hill, Texas. And now let's go back and read that Isaiah 6 again, because here's what's going to happen. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Okay, now we have lambs in the United States, and we have wolf in the United States. But we don't have the leopard. And we don't have the lion. We don't have the lion. The leopard and the lion, their home is in Africa. But we do have the mountain lion, and we do have, I guess, cougars here in this country, and that they also have them in Africa. So, when this kingdom is set up, that's the reason why Yahweh is also setting up the kingdom in Africa with our brother, David number two, Jeff White. He's setting up the kingdom with him. And Jeff White is a faithful leader, and he depends 100% on the Heavenly Father to sustain him and all those that are working with him. So he's doing a mighty good job, and we're very proud of him. I'll tell you that from this end. I've never had any complaints with our brother over there. And the fattening together, and a little child shall lead them. So, as the kingdom is set up here in the United States, it's set up also in Africa. Because I'm sure that they probably have wolves or something like wolves over in Africa. I know they got leopards and they got the lion. And I know they got the cow and no doubt have the bear. We have the cow and the bear here. Shall feed their young ones, shall lie down together. Okay. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. And an asp is some form of poisonous serpent. Okay. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. Apparently this must also be some kind of a poisonous serpent. So, but it says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, because all these animals are restored in this holy mountain here, which is in the ark of safety, like the animals were preserved in the ark in Noah's day. That was a type. That was a replica. A blueprint. And when the kingdom is set up today, all over the world, he's going to make a covenant of peace with the animals. Now in Romans 8, starting with verse 18, we're going to read about something here. As dealing with the glory to come. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature, talking about the animal now, waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. Now, they're waiting for the sons of Yahweh to be restored. For the creature was made subject unto vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption, and to the glorious liberty of the children of Yahweh. So the creature, the animal, they're going to be delivered too. They've been abused. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to witness the redemption of our body. For we are saved by the hope. The hope that is not that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? For if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for, as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with the groaning which cannot be uttered. Now you see, I didn't know to pray to Yahweh to give me the subject on as it was in the days of Noah. I just prayed for him to give me the new truth that he wants me to unfold. And he speaks to me and says, as it was in the days of Noah, do that one. And then he said, Brother Johnson wrote a track on it. Go get his track. I went and got it. He said, V.T. Hollis wrote plenty on it. And so I've got it in the Shepherd's Rod, Volume 2, page 246 to 250. Talks about it a lot. And so we got plenty of information, but the thing that inspiration is showing me from the Holy Scriptures here, without all this other input about the animal, as it was, your key verse is, as it was, as the days of Noah were, Matthew 24:37, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The Son of Man is going to come. Now, he came to Noah invisibly and spoke to him. Yeshua came to Noah invisibly, and he spoke to Noah and told him to build this ark. Because it says in Matthew 24:37, as it was in the days of Noah. Well, if everything is just like it was in the days of Noah, then you'd have to have the Son of Man. And V.T. Hollis talks about Yeshua visiting the prisoners that was in the prison house there in the antediluvian world. He visited them. And Noah and his family was in that prison house, but they were the righteous people, and they were the only ones that had the key to getting out of that prison house of that antediluvian world. And Yeshua spoke to him and showed Noah how to escape the ruin of that first world, the first part of this world, the antediluvian, and bring it in. And so Yahweh is showing us now how the antitype is going to work in our day. Yeshua is going to come. He's already come and visited. He came in 2002. At Kermit, Texas, he only showed an apparition of himself to one person at Kermit, Texas, the Passover 2002, and that's all. But he come and visited me invisibly and spoke to me by the Spirit and gave me, myself and Alan DeLong and so forth, my wife. So Heavenly Father, we're praying for deliverance again. We're praying again for his deliverance of our brother, Alan DeLong. Probation door is still open. That Noah's Ark is actually in the building right now. The door is still open. So, those that have once been in here and gone out, their light may have gone out, but the door is still open. And if we pray for them, for their deliverance, we're the only ones that can stand between them and heaven for their deliverance, if they've got any hope at all. Well, now let us go back to Matthew 24. And let's pick up where we left off there. I should have had it marked, but I got it now. Let's see. Let's go... Verse 38, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Messiah, Yeshua, doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. And this actually happened to her. He left his door on house unlocked one day, which was not a habit that he was in. He always locked up everything when he left his property. And it was on the holy at the ninth hour of the day, I believe it's on a new moon. And he left his house unlocked. Just went a little ways down the road to the church to have services, and just knowing that Yahweh would protect him, him being a minister, and on a holy day, he just knew that Yahweh would protect him. But this thief came in and lived across the street. He was watching out his window when he saw brothers drive off, and he meandered over there and went into his house and cleaned his house out with money. The brothers had money stored around in two or three different places. And he cleaned all of his money out. That thief had been in his house once before. And brothers come home and caught him in his house and run him out and said, "Don't you ever come back to my house again. Don't you ever sit foot on my property again." But Lamar Johnson befriended this thief a second time and invited him to come and mow her grass because he owed her $20. And so therefore she says, "You're going to come and mow my grass again because you owe me." And so that gave him permission to come back on the property. And when he got that permission, and Rollis Johnson didn't object to it, so Rollis Johnson never would stand up to his word. He never would. Once he gave an order, he never stood up to it. So that's what cost him. What cost him dearly. And then he got in the habit of not locking his doors when he left home. So Yahweh protect me, Yahweh protect me, but Yahweh wasn't protecting him. So he says in Matthew 24:44, "Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Okay. Parables about the Yahshua's coming. "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season?" So he's asked the question. There's a bunch of servants standing around here, or at least several of them. And he's asking the question, who then is this faithful and wise servant? Do I have one here, in other words? Can I call on to? And so it says, "Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he cometh, shall find so doing." So now, when Yahshua comes, when he comes a second time, he says that the servant that he finds rendering the fruits in their season, continuing on with the unrolling of the scroll and advancing truth, and the light shining on his path anew every day. When that sun comes up each day, that's a whole new day and a whole new light from the sun. Okay, so in other words, the advance of truth is a continual. Okay. "Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his good." Now, Yahshua is due to come back again to visit us right here. In the person. He's due to come back. And when he comes back, will he find us faithfully rendering the fruits in their season? I believe so. That's what we surely intend to do and are doing. "But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my master delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, the master of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of." That day fell on the Passover, 2002 at Kermit. But he's talking about that angel of the seventh candlestick, Rollis Johnson. That's who he's talking about, this slothful servant. And verse 51, "And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Okay, that ends Matthew chapter 24. And what are we learning so far? You know what Matthew 25 is? It's about talked about the five wise and five foolish virgins. And let's now go back to Rollis Johnson's track and pick up where we left off there. From inspiration, we understand that Matthew 25, verse 1 through 13. Okay, so we're there. This is where we're at now. We're at Matthew 25, 1 through 13. Applies first to the Seventh-day Adventist church, but it also becomes a type for the world and stands as a parallel with the people and message in the Noah's day. How? Because when the foolish virgins, members of Yahweh's chosen church, reached the door, they found it forever closed unto them with the words from the Yahweh, I know you not. Thus it was for the foolish non-believers in the Noah's day when they came to the door of the ark. Noah's message, the extra oil of the truth, I might back up and add something here. Thus it was for the foolish non-believers in the Noah's day when they came to the door of the ark. And I'd like to say that that door of the ark is open yet today. And so we have not yet arrived at that point where this Noah's door has been closed. Now this Noah's door was closed to the world because the righteous were already inside of it. So the world had an opportunity to come in after the righteous were in there. So today, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in our day. Okay, so when this door closes of Noah, it'd be only the wicked, or only, it's going to be the only ones outside of that door. All the righteous are going to be in the ark with all the animals that Yahweh has made a covenant of peace with them as well. So now, let us continue on. For the Noah's message, the extra oil, or the truth in his day, was a message of the preparation and warning of the soon coming destruction upon the earth. And those who heeded his message went into the ark before the door of the ark, door of the probation closed. But those who did not heed his message died in the waters of the flood. Likewise today, those who heed the warning of the fifth angel's message, the antitype of the Noah's message, will go into the kingdom, Daniel 2:44. Now we're going to have to make a correction here for Brother Stephen Johnson, because that Revelation 18:1 angel is the fifth angel's message, and that was a call to come out of Babylon. The Gentiles to come out of Babylon. It wasn't a call for the 144,000 to come out of the Adventist church. So, the first righteous ones that respond will be the 144,000 to come into this ark. So, and that hasn't happened yet. So that door's still open. And that, that would be the fourth and fifth angel's message in its beginning, but it will be the fourth angel, the sealing angel, Revelation 7:2. It will be that sealing angel of 144,000 that will announce the coming into the ark for the house of Israel. The fifth angel will go out and announce the coming into the ark of the Gentiles, their brethren. From all, because it says that angel's message goes all over the world. Whereas the fourth angel, that seals 144,000, only goes to the Adventist church. Okay? Daniel 2:44. For the ark is a sacred day before the door of the probation closes. But those who reject the fifth angel's message coming unto you from Kermit, Texas, that's another thing. See, Brother Johnson, He didn't even know what the fifth angel's message was. He didn't even know what that angel's message was. Oh, he knew what it said. It said that angel was to come down, lighting the whole earth with his glory. And Brother Johnson thought he had that fifth angel's message that would lighten the whole earth with his glory. But that angel, the fifth angel, only appears in the 12th hour, the last hour, and not the 11th. And Brother Johnson was preaching that angel came down in 1930. And I'm saying it didn't. Richie Hollis said it did, but I'm saying it didn't. And he thought that fifth angel was there all the time since 1930. But Brother Johnson didn't even understand the three angels' messages, let alone the fifth angel. And since he was the angel of the seven candlestick, or let us say of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, he was a lone prophet to the Adventist Church at that time. The only voice of inspiration that they had going to them, it was from Kermit, Texas, and the only thing that the Adventists ever taught and preached were the three angels' messages. They wouldn't touch the fourth angel because of the seeding of the 144,000. They fought against the 144,000 like who would have thought. And they certainly fought against the fifth angel's message. So they wouldn't accept the fourth or the fifth. And that's what Brother Johnson was a prophet to, and trying to teach the Adventists, the fifth angel's message, when they were totally vehement against it, and he being the leader of the Adventist Church from Gilead Center, and with the only voice of inspiration. No. Besides, when Brother Johnson was writing this tract and preaching this message, he was only preaching to us. The Adventists never did hear this message. The Seventh-day Adventist Church as a whole, although we probably... Yeah, we hand these tracts out to Adventists, all right. Yeah, that's true. But we didn't hand out all that many. You know, just a few hundred, maybe. And, man alive, how is that to 20 million Adventists, 15 to 20 million Adventists around the world? That's nothing. They didn't get that. They didn't get this message from Brother. They never received this message here. So Brother said, well, I printed it, and I handed a few out to the Adventists, and so that constitutes getting the message out to the Adventists. No, it really didn't. He needed to be on radio. He needed to be on worldwide radio if he's going to teach a message like this to the Adventists, and so that they could hear it around the world. Well, he went on radio one time, and it only lasted about four or five rounds, and he got kicked off. So he never tried it again. So I showed right there that he wasn't supposed to get on the radio and go around the world with his message. So it says, will find themselves outside the kingdom of the safety when the door of the probation closed. What is the message of the fifth angel? Just this. Number one, the government of Yahweh. that doesn't tell me anything. If he was going to tell me what the fifth angel's message was, and then just to come off and say, the government of Yahweh. Besides, he left out key words to give true meaning to that statement. For the government of the Yahweh, that's what it's supposed to read, but he said the government of God. But that don't tell nobody nothing. Number two, the creation calendar system according unto the astronomical law, which sets a God's holy feast, Leviticus 23. Okay, so now he's saying that fifth angel's message is the creation calendar. Number two, that he had produced. Okay, number three says, the plan of salvation, which is the sanctuary system, and the action in heaven today, Hebrews 8:1-6. So how is that going to go over with the Adventists? That don't tell them nothing. But if he was to say, the plan of salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant that the Yahweh has given me with an instrument of the creation calendar, to put Israel back on true time, the spiritual Israel today, the Seventh-day Adventist, you know, and to perform their vows, Nahum 1:15, O Jew, to keep thy solemn feast, perform thy vows so the wicked shall no longer pass through thee. He is utterly cut off, and then tell the Adventists, I represent the leader of Judah, the lawgiver. If he'd have done all of that, then he might have been explaining the fifth angel's message, because that's what's going to be taught to the whole world, to the Gentiles. And we got our brother in Africa going to the Gentiles, and this is what's going to be, this message, I'm going to put this message out all over the world. And I'm preaching, it's time for it now. See, it had been time for it until now. I just can tell you that right now. I've put out over 10,000 CDs, 1 hour CDs in the last 14 years at least. And I mean, I've covered everything imaginable for 14 years. But I've never had a truth so profound as this truth for the hour that we're in now. It wasn't time for me to have this truth explained the way I'm explaining it. But the Holy Spirit guides and leads every day here, and so therefore, this is what He's given us today. This message right here will be formatted, and it will be programmed to go out all over the world. System in action in heaven today. Hebrews 8:1-6. Number 4. The everlasting kingdom. Daniel 7:27. Number 5. The judgment for the living. Ezekiel 9. Isaiah 4:3. Revelation 15:2. Number 6. The restoration of all things. Acts 1:6. And 7. 3:19-21. And number 7, the unification of Christian Jews and Gentiles into one body. Now, he put three classes of people. Christians, and we know the Catholics have stolen the title of Christian, that whenever we say Christian today, the whole world thinks about the Catholic Church. So, what's wrong with all of that? Number 7, unification. And I wouldn't put the word Christians. I'd put the unification of the whole house of Israel, the Hebrew Israelites of the 12 tribes, and all believers in the Yeshua, the Messiah, and the Father, and the Holy Spirit. All believers that believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as being three separate entities, then that would be number 7. And then the Gentiles, which is nothing other, but they're classified as Christians today anyway, the believers in the Messiah and the Holy Spirit and the Father. And so Christians and Gentiles are synonymous with each other. So, to have been more to the point, Brother Johnson should have said, number 7, the unification of the Jews and the Gentiles. That's all you had to say. Because you're not going to unify those Christian Catholics that are holding on to that Pope for the false religion and everything else. Noah's message was a universal message, and it brought a universal destruction upon the world. Yes, so the fifth angel's message is a universal message, Revelation 18:1, and this is very true. And it's yet future. And it brings a universal destruction upon the world through the 7 last plagues, which destroys everything that is wicked. Now, I have a new revelation just now. Holy Spirit tells me that the fifth angel's message will be this message that's unfolding to you right now. And if nobody's ever heard this message before, it's the first time. Whoever hears this message, they're hearing the fifth angel's message for the first time. That's going to be taught to the world. And what is that? It'll be without saying that the Holy Spirit, that the sanctuary system has been completely restored with the creation calendar, because we are publishing the creation calendar, continuing from Brother W. Johnson's publication. We're continuing it on. That has not changed a bit. from Gilead Center to the house of David has not changed. And that will be taught as a guideline for all of those that are converted and come into the kingdom. They will have to learn how to follow this creation calendar. So it goes on to say that Noah's message was a universal message. Yes, indeed, it covered the whole antediluvian world. It brought a universal destruction upon the world. Just so the fifth angel's message is a universal message, Revelation 18:1, and it brings a universal destruction upon the world through the seven last plagues. This is a mistake. This is a mistake. Revelation 18, angel, that has, it brings the fifth angel's message, is going to be sounding an alarm to all the people that wants to be saved to come out of Babylon, Revelation 18:4, and be ye not partakers of her sin. I'm going to read it to you right now. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Okay, so now, this is the Revelation 5th angel, Revelation 18 angel, the last message to the dying world, to the Gentiles, it is, because the house of Israel has already been sequestered into the ark. Okay, so now, we're just calling for the rest of them before the plagues fall. So now, Brother Johnson, though, he says, the fifth angel's message is a universal message, Revelation 18:1, and it brings a universal destruction upon the world through the seven last plagues, which destroys everything that is wicked. Well, and Brother Johnson connected the seven last plagues coinciding with calling all the righteous out of Babylon. He said it's going to be during the seven last plagues when they're being poured out. No, it's not. Seven last plagues are poured out after everyone is retrieved and called out of Babylon, all that's going to be saved. So you see, Willis Johnson, he was just giving this information off the top of his head, just saying what's coming to his mind without knowledge, without the scriptures to back it up. And this is why the poor man failed. And we are so sad because of that. Because he had the whole ball of wax in the way of all truth with the creation counter and Yahweh's government. I mean, that's all anyone needs. All you got to do is just go study Yahweh's government and study the law of Moses. It's all laid out in the law of Moses in a blueprint. So it says, thus we can see that the fifth angel's message and work is a perfect parallel with Noah's message and work. Noah's message brought the end of probation to the old world and its destruction by a flood, 2 Peter 2:5. In a manner, the fifth angel's message brings the end of the probation for the world and our day and its destruction by the plagues. Well, after probation closes, the fifth angel's message, then there's nothing left to do but pour out the seven last plagues and destroy, which is the same thing as the flood coming down and destroying all the wicked that's outside the ark in their day. There's nothing hard about that. Revelation 18:1-4. Henceforth, Anatot meets Anatot. No, Anatot meets Tot. Question, what is a sign of the end of the world? The end of the age? The answer is quite simple. All we have to do is remember the scripture that as the days of the Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be, Matthew 24:37. This means that we would have to examine the facts and conditions which developed in the town of the Noah's, study the message and work, make a comparison with our day, and then draw the conclusion. Noah's message is about a last chance, a final warning about an ark of the safety, and about a universal destruction of his kingdom, of his message. Was first to be the true bloodline, descendants of the Seth, Genesis 5. The church in this day, and then to the world, the seed of Cain. The fifth angel's message, the antitype of Noah's message by the Brother W. Johnson, is also about a last chance, a final warning, about an ark of safety, which is a literal kingdom. And on this earth, Daniel 2:35 and 44:45, just as Noah's ark was a literal ark on this earth and about a universal destruction, the end of all things, my message, like Noah's, is first to the SDA church and then to the world. This brings us to the rest of this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archives to hear this message and more. We're going to close now with a song. Yah is Full of Miracles by the Elijah David. December 7th, 1995, I wrote this song. Yah is full of miracles, the skies are rolling. And blessings that come in the sky, they'll be happy in heaven. Open up your heart today, let the time come in. I have the answer is known, has Yah.
It's the greatest time. It's just